paper or plastic? How many times have you answered that question in a grocery store checkout line without really thinking about it too much? Well, if you haven't already, you may want to start. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. On June 1st, Washtenaw County adopted Michigan's first carry-out bag policy. The Board of Commissioners did so rather hastily in order to get the ordinance on the books, and that's because it appears the state legislature is preparing to pass a law that would prohibit local units of government from passing these kinds of ordinances. The real goal of the Washtenaw County measure is to assert some local control over the future health of the environment with an eye towards cost savings to municipalities and taxpayers. My guest has been right at the center of development of the ordinance and in dealing with bag waste. Noelle Bowman is a solid waste specialist for Washtenaw County. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me on today.
Noelle, many have characterized the county ordinance as a bag ban or a bag tax, and you say that's inaccurate.
The ordinance that Washtenaw County adopted is actually not a bag ban. It does not call for a ban on any bags. In fact, grocery stores can still provide and customers can still take both the plastic and the paper bags at checkout. The only difference is that a 10-cent eco fee will be assessed for each bag provided to the customer.
And who ends up with that 10 cents?
The ordinance language stipulates currently that 20% of all eco fees generated are actually retained by the retailer, and then the other 80% is remitted to the county, and all of these funds will be used directly for recycling education, outreach, infrastructure building, and also, in the case of the retailers and the county, implementation of the policy.
Well, that helps us step back to part of the root of the problem. Washtenaw County reports it spends in excess of some $200,000 a year addressing recycling machine malfunctions because of plastic bags. Taxpayers are invested in recycling services and are putting the plastic in the recycling bins. Why isn't it being properly recycled? What does it do to these machines that is so expensive?
That's a really good question, and it's frequently misunderstood one, actually. People, residents, see the recycling symbol on the plastic bag, and so they think, oh, this can go in my recycling bin. Which is incorrect. So there's really a shortage of education about proper management of the bags. And then when the bags do reach the facilities, they're causing extensive damage. And you're right, it's in excess of $200,000 per year of Washtenaw County tax dollars, including the damage to the equipment at the recycling facilities, decreased operations and labor efficiency because the workers have to get up on top of the machinery and tear and cut the bags out. This is an increased liability because this machinery is not intended for their workers to be climbing up on top of it. In the end, what it does is it actually, since there's no end market for these materials, after everything is said and done, these materials are going to the landfill. So, in essence, taxpayer dollars are going for the disposal of these bags to the landfill.
We're talking about Washtenaw County's new eco fee for carry-out bags from retail grocery stores with Washtenaw County Solid Waste Specialist Noelle Bowman. The ordinance has garnered some national attention. It's certainly been a hot topic around here. And as you mentioned, it ends up in the landfill, and plastic has an extremely long shelf life. Anecdotally speaking, I've gathered a lot of positive feedback from our listeners about better addressing the issue of plastic, but some do wonder why paper bags are going to be subject to the same eco fee.
That's actually a very, very common question. From a policy standpoint, we really need to look at indirect long-term consequences. And so this policy seeks to solve the plastic bag problem, and we're using waste that's being generated and mismanaged and environmental impact as reasoning for weaning away. So similarly, we need to consider the waste and environmental factors for the most common alternative, which is paper bags. For paper bags, it's easier for Washtenaw County residents to properly dispose of paper bag waste. It can be composted or recycled curbside. And many residents do this. We're thankful, we're lucky to live in a community where folks are doing this. But the reason that we extend the policy to paper bags is because paper bags are much more resource intensive to manufacture, and they can have 3 to 7 times the mass and weight per bag, and therefore They add 3 to 7 more tonnage to the waste stream for municipalities to manage. So as policymakers, it's really important to craft these types of ordinances in such a way to incentivize behavior versus promoting one bag or over the other. And the behavior that yields the overall minimal environmental impact is one that encourages customers to bring their own bags.
Is a 10-cent per bag fee enough incentive to get the majority of people to buy cloth bags and shop that way?
Yes, it is. Across the board, these communities have seen behavior shift in response to these 10 cents, or even in some cases, 5 cents.
Environmentally speaking, what are first-year benefits of the eco fee as projected by the Solid Waste Department?
The benefit would be to basically be able to provide proper education to Washtenaw County residents about the effect of plastic bags on them and the community and what they can do to have a more positive impact in their behavior.
How much money do you think it will raise for those efforts in year one?
There's no way to anticipate that. Basically, what that would be doing is predicting human behavior. So I can say that our ideal hope is that the policy would generate $0, because that would indicate that people have shifted their behavior 100% toward bringing their reusable bags, don't take any from the store.
That's a big goal for year one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, down the line, that's our ideal hope, is to generate $0.
Once again, we're talking with Washtenaw County Solid Waste Specialist Noel Bowman about the new countywide ordinance that, once implemented, will enact a so-called eco-fee for using plastic and paper bags at the grocery store. Politically speaking, Michigan Senate Bill 853 would prohibit local governments from enacting a bag ban, and that measure awaits approval in the House. Now, maybe I just said the magic words. Since the Washtenaw County ordinance is not technically a bag ban, will it hold up should 853 end up signed into law?
David, that's a great question and an often misunderstood one. The answer is it would affect it. What it does is it pulls any local authority from a county, city, township, etc., from regulating what they call auxiliary containers, of which plastic bags fall within, but that also would apply to other containers as well. So it would basically pull our authority as a local government to do anything.
So does it make sense to implement the countywide eco fee if that is coming down the pipeline?
Well, the ordinance on our end does not become effective until next year, April 22nd, which is Earth Day 2017. And so in the event that the Senate bill is signed into law 3 months before that, basically pulling our authority to implement our ordinance.
So isn't it the goal then, be having it on the books now, gives some legal legs to the fact that you could go challenge any law that is passed to that effect?
Perhaps. I know that in the fiscal analysis of the Senate bill, one of their line of reasoning is that it will have no fiscal impact, because no local units of government have passed it. And that was back in March. And since then, obviously, we've passed our ordinance. And so I'm not sure if their fiscal analysis is even up to date and legitimate anymore, since a law does exist now.
Well, it's a game of wait and see. And we will certainly check back in as we find out what the result will be. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Noel Bowman. Noel is a solid waste specialist for Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature, and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.